This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. It's the 13th of February 2010 here in Japan, and I'm joined on the line by Bill Bullard, CEO of the Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund, United Stock Growers of America, at r-calfusa.com. Mr. Bullard, thank you for joining me once again.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Now, for listeners out there who aren't familiar with your organization, could you explain what r-calfusa is and what it does?
We are a national organization that represents the interests of cattle farmers and ranchers in the overall beef supply chain. So we represent the interest of those who sell and raise live cattle.
Now, listeners may recall that I had the chance to talk with you last year about the National Animal Identification System that the USDA was hoping to implement, and in a surprise move, the USDA seems to have dropped its plans to institute the NAIS. But before we find out about this latest development, perhaps you could bring everyone up to speed about what the NAIS was proposing and why you opposed it.
Well, the National Animal Identification System, or NAIS, was proposed to help to improve our ability to trace back diseases if a disease outbreak occurred within the United States. But the program proposed by USDA went well beyond disease traceback and actually had an international marketing component to it, which was in compliance with the World Trade Organization's objective to have all cattle that are and beef engaged in international commerce to be identified as to their origins, and that's what this program was going to do. The program also went further because it required a national registry of all livestock in the United States and required producers to report the movements of their livestock throughout their lifespans. In addition, the NAIS would have required producers to register their property, their real property, with the federal government. And producers across the United States found this to be an overly cumbersome, extremely costly, and onerous program that was unnecessary to achieve the objective of improving animal disease traceability.
So tell us about the latest USDA decision.
Well, we're very pleased with the latest USDA decision because that decision has essentially abandoned this onerous program and is now focused on moving forward to improve disease traceability. And we believe we now have the opportunity to expand and build upon the pre-existing disease traceback systems that we've been using in the United States for decades to control animal diseases. So we think we have will have imparted a level of reasonableness and prudence in this process, and we're looking forward to working with USDA to improve upon our existing systems to enhance our ability to conduct a disease traceback in the event of a disease outbreak. And very importantly, we're looking forward to USDA's strengthening of our import restrictions in the process of announcing that they are going to strike off in a new direction. Regarding NAIS, the USDA secretary also stated that he recognizes a need to strengthen import restrictions to prevent the introduction of diseases into the United States livestock herd, and that is something that we have been fighting to achieve for the last decade.
Well, this is obviously cause for some celebration, but perhaps some cautious optimism is in order. Do you trust that this is truly the end of this system, or do you think that the USDA is merely bowing to public pressure and might try to slip something similar in through the back door?
Well, it's very clear that the previous administration was bent on implementing the NAIS as it was originally proposed. It is equally clear that this administration has recognized that the system simply is not acceptable in the United States of America. And so I think that their intention is genuine to move forward in a collaborative effort with these 50 states in the United States, with Indian tribes in the United States, and with cattle producers and other livestock producers. So we think this is a genuine opportunity to actually improve disease traceability capacity for the United States, and we think that this is a very favorable direction for the administration, and we think it's necessity within the industry itself.
Well, Mr. Bullard, thank you for joining us to deliver the good news. Tell people about the r-calfusa website and what they can find there.
Well, you can visit us at www.r-calfusa.com. And on that website, you will find all of the issues that RCAF is working towards in order to improve the opportunity for independent cattle producers to remain profitable and thereby continue to produce the safest, most wholesome beef in the world right here in the United States. So we deal with issues including trade, including animal health, country of origin labeling, market competition, and other issues that affect the economic opportunities for independent cattle producers.
Bill Bullard, thank you again for joining me today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.